USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A new CBS poll Sunday morning shows 72% of Americans think U.S. democracy is under threat. Why? The top answers include the influence of money in politics, potential for political violence, and attempts to overturn elections. Maryland Representative Jamie Raskin had this to say Sunday on Face the Nation.
More than 60 courts rejected every claim of electoral fraud and corruption, which Donald Trump advanced. He's had the benefit of more than 60 courts, including 8 courts where he appointed the judges.
President Joe Biden drew both criticism and praise for his words in his primetime speech in Philadelphia against what he calls MAGA Republicans and its predecessor Donald Trump, calling their agenda a, quote, extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul slammed the president's speech, calling it a slap to the face to millions of GOP voters.
If this was a speech to unify the American people, it had just the opposite effect. It basically condemned all Republicans who supported Donald Trump in the last election. That's over 70 million.
A lot of questions about upgraded COVID-19 vaccine booster shots from Pfizer and Moderna designed to target the dominant Omicron BA4 and BA5 subvariants. This is Dr. Alec Patel.
One big asterisk a lot of people are asking about is what about a previous COVID-19 infection? And the recommendation there is to almost view a previous infection as its own booster and wait about 2 to 3 months after that.
A Canadian TikTok influencer died last week following a skydiving accident in Toronto. A friend who attended her funeral told CNN. Tanya Pardazzi, 21, had more than 95,000 followers and over 2 million likes on the app. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The NASA launch is a no-go. Again.
NASA's new moon rocket sprang another dangerous fuel leak on Saturday, forcing launch controllers to call off their second attempt to send a new capsule into lunar orbit with test dummies. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
We don't launch until it's right. And I think it's just illustrative that this is a very complicated machine, a very complicated system, and all those things have to work.
With a two-week launch blackout period looming in just a few days, the rocket is now grounded until late September or October. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
It was an emotional six-hour tribute concert for late Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins on Saturday that included several emotional moments. His lead singer, Dave Grohl, broke down in tears at one point, and Hawkins' teenage son, Shane, sat in on the drums. The Taylor Hawkins tribute concert held at London's Wembley Stadium was streamed live on Paramount Plus, Pluto TV, and MTV's YouTube channels. MTV and CBS also aired hour-long specials of the concert Saturday. Hawkins died at age 50 on March 25th in Bogota, Colombia, hours before the rock band was set to perform at the festival Estéreo Picnic as part of its South American tour. I'm Tony Marusso. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.